Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Once again, Joe Pott in for Matt Pauley this week here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. And, well, we do have some baseball content we can use and want to use. I want to let you hear a little bit from Oliver Marmol. He visited with Tom Ackerman yesterday here on KMOX, and we'll bring you that as the Cardinals skipper caught up with, as Tom Ackerman caught up with the Cardinals skipper.
And joining us live is Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager. Thank you so much for doing this during your break. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always good to hear your voice on KMOX, and I know these are nice, quiet times for you and your family, so thank you for doing this. Is this a nice break for you? Are you able to break away from the game for a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely can. Got the little ones with me, the wife with me, and we got away and just enjoying a little bit of time away from the stadium and just giving them the time they need at 4 and 6. So it's been fun, man.
That is awesome. Well, please give my personal thanks to Amber for allowing you to do this, because I know these are special family times. So thank you for that. Ryan Helsley, I mentioned that in the beginning. He decided to not pitch. What is your reaction to that? And what did you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's smart. I mean, it's a definite an honor to attend the All-Star game and participate in it. He's got some lower half stuff towards the end there, the last week or so, that he was pitching through. Not overly limiting, but it would have been nice to be able to take that break and not have to take the mound and re-aggravate it. So in order to have him fresh and effective for the second half, it made the most sense to go ahead and give that hip a break. So he was able to do that, and we'll have a good version of Helsley here in the next several months.
No Cardinals running around out there last night, but still fun, isn't it? I mean, to see all the best of the best get together. I thought it was pretty cool personally that Paul Skeens is going up against Aaron Judge. It was just a one pitch thing, but I get amped up for those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get the best dudes in the game all on in each clubhouse, it's a good night, man, especially for those. I mean, you listen to the interviews afterwards as well, and it's exciting for some of those guys to be in the clubhouse with their rivals and guys that they compete against every day. But you get all the best ones in the same clubhouse for a night, and it's fun.
I have covered a lot of All-Star games. It's always good to have everyone back together, and those sort of baseball conventions, no doubt about it, are really insightful, and the game is going places, no question. Let's talk about the Cardinals specifically, though. I mean, you're right in this, are you not? I mean, here you are, the number two wildcard team in the National League. I know that's not what you want, though. You want that division. You're 4.5 back. Let's just talk basics. How do you get there? Ollie, I mean, when you look at this team right now, what do you need to do specifically to overtake Milwaukee?
I mean, the simple answer is what we've been doing. You eliminate the 15 and 24 start, which you can't. All you can do is start playing better baseball from that time on. But we would be leading the division, and all we need to do is continue to play the style of baseball that we've been playing, good defense, run the base as well. Our offense is becoming a little bit more consistent, and our rotation and bullpen have been as expected. So in order for us, it's a marathon, man. We've been playing good ball for the last 2 months, and we need to continue doing that. If so, it'll be a fun couple months, I'll tell you that.
I would agree with you, and you can feel it too. I know you mentioned it in the Cubs series and before that, that when that crowd, there's something about the Busch Stadium crowd. They have, as you know, they know the game. They'll let everybody know that they know the game. They're very smart fans, but they also, they can get revved up. And you, as a team, you do feel that. I mean, you could feel that in the dugout when things start to get electric in there.
Oh, gosh, absolutely you can. And the players feed off of it. Everybody feeds off of it, man. It's there's a reason it's a home field advantage, right? When we play good baseball and our crowd gets behind what we're doing, it's a heck of a lot of fun. And I'll tell you that the last couple months, we've been inching closer and closer to that division. There is a huge deficit there. We've gone ahead and closed that gap. And our aim is to come back after this little break and close it completely. That's what we're aiming to do. That's what we want to do. And our guys are super convicted about doing exactly that. So whenever you get the crowd behind you and that one we won against the Cubs, it was loud, man. I didn't make it for all nine. I got tossed early, but even inside my office, you can hear them. So it's a fun environment, man, and it's good when we're giving our fan base what they expect, and that's good, clean baseball and winning baseball, and we're doing exactly that, and our hope is to continue that.
This does go back to when you got tossed on Mother's Day, doesn't it? I mean, do you still hear that from people, that ejection kind of got everybody jump-started inside that organization?
Man, the guys have been playing good baseball, and I give the credit to the ones that are getting in there every day and having to make the pitch, having to actually swing the bat and do the job. Part of my gig from time to time is to get them going, but no, man, credit to the players because they've put it together and they're doing a really nice job.
No, I hear you. You've had some really good performances out of your younger guys, Mason Wynn, Alec Burleson. I mean, I could go right down the line, the offensively and defensively. And I think you know where I'm going here is your stalwarts, your expected great players. Still, I think inside, Arenado and Goldschmidt believe that they're not doing what they should be doing, but you have told me, I mean, it's going to happen at some point. Their track record is what it is.
We're about to start playing. Every game matters, but you come back from this break and you get to size up and say, all right, what do we have left and what do we need to do? You just asked me to kind of lead this off. What do you need to do in order to win the division? And the games that matter down the road right here, it's going to be really fun to watch our experienced players do what they do. And I truly believe that at the end of this thing, Goldie and Nato will carry this team on their back and do what they're used to doing. And they're going to get the help of the Donovans and Burlesons and Mason Wynns. And you go down that list of guys that have been performing extremely well. And they're going to continue to do that. But at some point over the next couple months, those other two guys are going to throw this team on their back, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Experience matters, and we have some of that. So it's we're four and a half back. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Last thing, and here's another name, and that is Wilson Contreras. As he starts to get himself back, boy, his timing. I mean, when he hits them, they go. and I guess my question is this. Can you evaluate your catching situation right now and then circle back to Wilson, if you would, as to what he's been able to provide you, that fire inside your clubhouse?
I love that dude. He competes and he cares about winning and the group in that clubhouse. That's all he cares about. Nobody else. And it's a lot of fun to watch, man. We missed him for several weeks due to that injury, and the guys were able to hold it together and do some really good things during that time in order to be where we're at today. Getting him back a couple weeks ago was instrumental, man, because this is a big bat in the middle of the lineup, a right-handed bat, especially when you look at our lefty-righty mix. We've struggled against left-handed pitching, so to add another righty bat, and Wilson has been awesome, man. And behind the plate, him and Pajes have done an incredible job, much improved from last year. And you look at the framing numbers, you look at everything, and it's been good. So Wilson's fire, his skill set, his just overall competitive nature is a big part of what we do.
Thank you for this. Appreciate it. Enjoy your break, and we will catch up with you when you go to Atlanta to take on the Braves on Friday.
You got it, brother. Good talking to you.
Cards manager Oliver Marmol with Tom Ackerman. That was yesterday here on KMOX. It is nice to hear from Ollie Marmol, and it's his break. Look, that's what Tom Ackerman said, right? It's his break, so it was nice of him to spend some time and take that opportunity to chat with Tom. We'll visit with Tamar Scher on the other side of the break. The Gray Bar Sports Open Line continues after this on KMOX. Sports Open Line continues here on KMOX. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauly this week as we keep things going here during the All-Star break. And another great guest I'm happy to visit with. She is Tamar Scher from KMOV. And I was saying just the other night that we're lucky to have the coverage we have in St. Louis. I was talking then about the print journalists, but we have so many good sports people here in town. And I've gotten a chance to catch up with a few this week. So, Tamar, your turn, and I'm glad to do it.
Joe, always great talking to you. We typically see each other in the press box at Cardinals games, but now it's so fun to hang with you on this side of things.
Plus, it's, I mean, St. Louisans, we like talking about St. Louis and to each other about St. Louis, right?
Always, always. And anywhere you are, if you're from St. Louis, they're going to ask you where you went to high school, and we're going to keep the conversation going for a while.
And Tamar, you got to do something really cool today with a St. Louisan.
Yes, I did. Matthew Tkachuk. Oh, my goodness. He is one of a kind. I was with him at St. Louis Children's Hospital because he brought the Stanley Cup back to his hometown, and he took it on a ton of different stops, maybe a couple bars and restaurants in town. But today it was super special. He was with patients all morning long, and I was with him all morning chatting with him about his experience. And he says, if I can give back just some happiness and joy to these patients who I can't even imagine what they're going through, just to put a smile on someone's face made Matthew Tkachuk happy. And, you know, that's just the Tkachuk family. They're one of a kind. They do so much for St. Louis.
That first of all, is amazing. And to think that in his mind, like, that was a thought in his mind. Like you said, hey, we can go to bars, we can hang out with friends, whatever. But in his mind, he's like, hey, you know what? I'm taking the cup to Children's Hospital. It says a lot, like you said, about that family.
And this is an opportunity for him to give back. And yes, like you mentioned, Big Walt's the same exact way. He is so giving and caring, and clearly that's rubbed off on his boys that, yeah, win the Stanley Cup, win all you can, and the game is super important. But at the end of the day, Matthew was telling me, these are the moments that he lives for, to be able to give back in that way. So it was super, super neat, and really grateful they were able to bring us all in to be part of it.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Tamar, share with us from Camo V4. So I guess I should say First Alert 4 now, right?
Yes, it is First Alert 4 now.
Okay. My apologies. We're at the All-Star break. At the All-Star break, of course, getting ready. Baseball starts tomorrow night. This is a team, as I have detailed much over the last three or four nights, that obviously we looked at you have the beginning of the year, and then you've got what they've done since Mother's Day to put them right in the thick of things. So you're in the hunt for the division. Frankly, you're obviously in the wild card spot. What struck you about what you saw in your time covering the Cardinals in the start of this year?
Well, first of all, it's a complete 180.
Right.
I think we can all agree with that, where April we were worried that, oh, it's just going to be a repeat of last year, guys saying, hang with us, hang with us. Then you got guys like a Michael Ciani who's playing Gold Glove defense. You see an Alec Burleson being the offensive standout for this team, and it gets you excited. But I have to say, Joe, I was really excited that they had this All-Star break now so they can kind of get things together, give Ryan Helsley a little bit of a break, the lone All-Star for the Cardinals, so that he can come out in the second half and perform like he has been all season long. But I think this team just needed that little push and break, and now we got a Lars Nootbaar coming back. We got a Wilson Contreras who's back, and hopefully we'll see a Tommy Edman. But I think that now that these guys are starting to get healthier, we are seeing more of a complete team like they wanted us to see right when spring training kicked off. And I'm optimistic at this point. But, hey, Joe, regardless, they have a winning record. They're 50-46 right now to enter the second half. And that's a big deal to be at a winning record heading into that second half of the stretch.
And I thought, quite honestly, you're in the clubhouse more than I am, but I felt like even during the 15-24 start that this was a team that at least was projecting to us that there was still the confidence that this was going to come around and that it was going to look more like what it looks now.
Correct. And I mentioned guys like Ciani and Alec Burleson. Of course, we have to mention Mason Winn as well, that these are guys who, when they realize, okay, Arenado and Goldie are not happy with the way that things are going for them right now. They know that this is very uncharacteristic of those two players, guys who they really leaned on. Now you have guys like Alec Burleson and Mason Winn stepping up in key ways to say, no, we're going to help you, because so many times throughout their careers, they've been the driving force. But we did see in the clubhouse guys lifting each other up, and there wasn't any rhetoric of, yep, okay, we're going to put our hands up here. No, it's always the messaging was that we have so much of the season left to prove that we are meant to be in this place. And hey, now they're at second spot in their division, right behind the Milwaukee Brewers, and keep inching closer. And we got ourselves potentially a playoff team.
It certainly feels that way. Do you worry at all that we have seen the best of a Paul Goldschmidt or Nolan Arenado? Do you still think that this second half can be more of what we expected from them?
The past year and a half is when I've been covering this team in the clubhouse. So for me, it's challenging because I know that these are two guys that have had success prior to this. And of course, they still are strong talents, but I can't say right now what I think about what they're going to do the second half of the stretch. I hope that you have this break, you have some time to collect your thoughts. Again, we've seen sort of that push up since April, which I think they can both say was a huge slump for both of them, and going into May as well. But I think overall, hopefully, we will see a turnaround from the both of them.
Do you have feelings or ideas of what you want to see with regards to this team making any kind of changes, additions, or changes in that regard? Because, I feel like obviously there's still some needs. If it were up to you, are there things that you would do to this team?
So I think one key spot that everyone's kind of concerned about when they look toward the trade deadline is what the fifth starter is going to look like when Steven Matz still is looking like he's, you know, kind of struggling. He was on a rehab assignment off. So what happens with him is going to be a big factor in how I feel about this pitching staff. Could we add another? That would be ideal. But I'll say, Joe, I don't think that this team is going to make any blockbuster moves. They haven't been known to make those moves in the past at the trade deadline, and I don't foresee that. But, you know, if we get another bat to fill the void of a Tommy Edman, if there was that fifth starter that could be added to the lineup, those are two pieces that I know Cardinals Nation would be really happy to see added to the mix because of the losses of Edman and Matz. But it's not a done season yet. I don't know and don't foresee what's going to happen moving forward and what they're going to do. But I would not personally expect them to make any blockbuster moves, just similar to how they've been in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of holds true for what the Cardinals have done. And to be honest, I think with the way the National League shapes up, because despite even the Cardinals, where they're at now, fairly comfortable, there's plenty of teams that are right in the mix. I mean, this has been a tight race most of this year.
Correct. Especially, yes, for the National League, it's been an extremely tight race. And I think if you're the Cardinals, you like where you've been able to come out of. You are now sitting in the second spot in the NL wildcard race behind the Atlanta Braves, who they're playing to start off to the second half of the season that's starting tomorrow. So I think that's a good position to see, okay, where are they at? These two teams kind of neck and neck in that wild card race. And then, of course, being only a couple games back from the Brewers. But this has been a tight, tight division. It's been a tight league. So hopefully they can separate themselves and be more consistent, not have that two steps forward, one step back mentality that we're kind of feeling.
All right, final thing for you, Tamara Scherer from First Alert, for when you're not covering a game, when you're not having to be there to shoot a story or whatever the case, are you watching sports?
Oh, 24/7. I was at the Cardinals-Cubs doubleheader, even though I was off that day.
Oh, just
I got
as a fan? That's
a rare day off. Exactly. So, no, I'm always watching sports. I have two younger brothers, too, so I can't really ever get away from sports. That's kind of been my mantra for my entire life. So, no, I love it, but I'm an avid sports lover, and I'll never stop, even when I'm off the clock.
And are your brothers in St. Louis, too?
One is in Baltimore, and the other goes to school in Indianapolis. So
I'm the only one
at home.
Well, you were in Baltimore recently with your brother, right?
I was recently with him. We got to catch an O's game, the Orioles Rangers. That was really fun. I will say that was a really fun baseball game and a nice area. That's my first time in Baltimore.
Yeah, I Camden Yards, one of those spots, right, where I think any baseball fan, I've never been there. I'd love to go there. So
you got to go. It is a once in a lifetime experience. It's iconic,
yeah,
is what I want to say.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, Tamara, it was great to catch up in this forum. As you said, we'll do it, I know, throughout the rest of this baseball season. But thanks for putting aside some time and doing this for us tonight.
Love chatting with you. Appreciate you. And I'm happy to chat on Camo X anytime.
Beautiful. That is Tamar Scher from First Alert 4. And we're happy to have her here on Sports Open Line at any time as well. We're happy to have you on Sports Open Line. If you want to get your calls in, now's the time. I told you, I've been telling you all week that I was going to try to have some time for some calls. I have some time for some calls. 314-436-7900. You can tell me, you know, what you expect from the Cardinals. Are you happy with where they are at this point right now? I have to believe almost everyone is surprised where they're at right now, right? Even a little bit of surprise, especially given with the way they started. But are you happy with the way they've been? Do you think there's more going forward? All that's on the table. Anything about that is on the table. Let me know. 436-7900. We can do it. On the other side of the break, the Gray Bar Sports Open Line continues. I'm Joe Pott, in for Matt Pauly. We're coming right back. Back in on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line Thursday night. Last night that we have to say we don't have any baseball until sometime at the end of October. Some type of baseball. And not necessarily Cardinals, obviously. They've got some off days. They've got every Thursday off, it feels like, because I work on Friday mornings usually. So I'm always missing the Cardinals on the Thursday night. But this is it. This is the last time we have to endure a night without baseball for the baseball season. I did say I could take some calls. I want to take some calls. I have some calls. I am glad to have some calls. Brent is up first. Brent, you are on KMOX.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm a first time caller. I'm in Dallas. I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. And yeah, I'm glad to be on. I wanted to ask you about the Cardinals second base, because I was up there for the Royals doubleheader game and then the Cubs game Friday night, and the second base position is just something that's been on my mind. I don't know if they're going to address it anytime soon, but with Nolan Gorman at second base, it just felt like the whole time he was just, obviously he's not hitting for a high average. He was just striking out a bunch, and those strikeouts, you know, they're not productive at all. So I'm almost wondering, I think there's a valid debate is Carpenter the best second baseman that we could play right now? I don't know. I think it's a valid question, and I was wondering your thoughts on it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Brent. I certainly appreciate it, and I thank you for being able to call in for the first time. That's fantastic, and that gives you an idea. He's calling from Dallas, so it gives you an idea of the reach of KMOX, which I think we know, but it's nice to be reminded of that. I don't personally think there's a valid debate there. I mean, Matt Carpenter may be 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I don't know Matt Carpenter now. I don't think that's the answer at second base. Nolan Gorman, and I don't know if we're talking defensively, he was talking about strikeouts. Nolan Gorman strikes out a lot, but Nolan Gorman's going to hit 30 home runs, or he's going to hit very close to 30 home runs from the second base spot. That's massive production from your second base spot. And I don't know what else to say than I think maybe it appears that you're going to have to live with Nolan Gorman striking out. Nolan Gorman is a massively streaky hitter. He goes through times. There was a road trip. I think he had six or seven home runs on a road trip earlier this year. But then he's going to go through these long stretches, unfortunately, that are hitless. And that's, and it comes with a lot of strikeouts. And that is just, I think, what Nolan Gorman is. And the Cardinals have made the decision, clearly, that they're going to stick with Nolan Gorman. I'm okay with that only because I do like the upside. I like the pop that he gives you at second base. And you're just not going to get that from Matt Carpenter right now. Matt Carpenter's fine in short spells, and I think that's where he is in his career. That's why he was brought here. He wasn't brought here to be a starting player. He certainly wasn't brought here to supplant Nolan Gorman at second base. So that's what I would say about that situation is it's I don't think it's viable to have Matt Carpenter as your starting second baseman. And quite frankly, if you're talking defensively, Gorman is getting better, I think, defensively at second base. He's playing a pretty decent second base this year. He is still a positive WAR player right now, even with all the strikeouts. And again, he is playing a good second base. So defensively, I think he's better than he has been over the last couple of years. So that I hope that answers that question. I also had a question from a caller who just wanted an update on Jordan Walker. So I want to do that. Right now, hitting 243 at Memphis. He has right now 21 extra base hits in 59 games this year. 58 hits overall, 21 extra base hits. He's got four homers, 24 driven in. Now, the question from the caller also was kind of what's the timeline look like? When does he come back to St. Louis? That's hard to answer. When I have had the chance to ask John Mozeliak, and when those of us on the station have had the chance to ask John Mozeliak, what the answer continues to be is he's got to prove himself, is basically what they've said. Now, last year when he was sent down, the word was get the ball in the air, that he wasn't driving the ball as much as they would like to see. So that is something that they would have to answer. They, being the Cardinals, would have to answer. What are they seeing? Do they like what they're seeing? Do they like the progression of what they're seeing? All I can tell you, again, without obviously having seen him at Memphis, 243, batting average, 683 OPS, four home runs, 21 extra base hits this year so far. Batting average on balls in play, 286, which just tells you he's striking out a lot, because he is 47 strikeouts in 59 games. So I'm sure that they would ultimately like him to cut down on the strikeouts. And the other problem is right now is, can you bring him up? Where would he play when you bring him up? So that is becoming a bit of an issue. Your outfield's a little bit crowded as is, now that you've got Newt Barr back, who's been playing a little bit more center field over the last week since he's come up, because you still want the guys in your corners, you want them in the lineup. Brandon Donovan's hitting really well. I just saw a stat today, as a matter of fact, that his contact rate is one of the best in baseball, which I think that we have seen some of, but it has legitimately been this year up there with the likes of some big names in baseball. I'm going to find it for you here real quick. Squared up balls per swing. That was the stat that I saw that MLB Network tweeted out earlier today, and it's Luis Arraez, it is Stephen Kwan, Mookie Betts, and Brendan Donovan. That's the top four in squared up balls per swing, and Donovan's at 36.1, and Arraez is 44.8. That's your top, but those are the top four in baseball. So my point is, your corners are Burleson and Donovan. They're not going anywhere, with the exception of perhaps a DH day for Burleson. Sometimes you'll see Donovan at second base, and then Newt Barr in center. So you have Ciani. Also, you would like to have him out there. Now, he doesn't give you much offensively. But so then the question is, where do you put Jordan Walker? And I don't think they want him to come up if he's going to play once or twice a week. That's another reason that he's in Memphis, because he's playing every single day in Memphis, and he doesn't get to where they want him to get to as a hitter if he's not playing every day. So I hope that answered both of those questions. We'll take a break. We've got another segment to go as we finish up things here on this Thursday night of the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. And I've still got time for your call, 314-436-7900. And I'll chat with you on whatever you care to chat about tonight as we wrap up this final hour of the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauly on Camo X.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Joe Pott back with you. One final segment here on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. And we do have an open line for you, 314-436-7900. Time for a couple if you want to get in here towards the end of the show. I saw this today that I saw Rob Manfred was interviewed by SiriusXM. I don't know what show it was. It was during the All-Star festivities, but he was asked about MLB players participating in the Olympics come 2028, when baseball is coming back to the Olympics. And of course, the Olympics are coming back to the U.S. in 2028. And he was talking about, you know, what that looks like, and it's probably got to come from a collective bargaining type agreement. But Bryce Harper also came out and said how much he would like to play in the Olympics and play for Team USA. So I thought that was interesting, and it would be, I believe, the first time. I think the last time baseball was in the Olympics, they weren't having big league guys go to the Olympics. So they were having minor leaguers go to the Olympics, I think. So it would be interesting. It would probably take the look of what the NHL did when they would have a break, when they would have the Olympic break. That would be the only way to do it that I would imagine. So that would be, I think it would be cool. I would be for that. But again, if it has to be collectively bargained, that's going to be a whole nother story. Back in on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line Thursday night. Last night that we have to say we don't have any baseball until sometime at the end of October. Some type of baseball. And not necessarily Cardinals, obviously. They've got some off days. They've got every Thursday off, it feels like, because I work on Friday mornings usually. So I'm always missing the Cardinals on the Thursday night. But this is it. This is the last time we have to endure a night without baseball for the baseball season. I did say I could take some calls. I want to take some calls. I have some calls. I am glad to have some calls. Brent is up first. Brent, you are on KMOX.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm a first-time caller. I'm in Dallas. I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan, and yeah, I'm glad to be on. I wanted to ask you about the Cardinals second base, because I was up there for the Royals doubleheader game and then the Cubs game Friday night, and the second base position is just something that's been on my mind. I don't know if they're going to address it in the, if they're going to address it anytime soon, but with Nolan Gorman at second base, it just felt like the whole time he was just, obviously he's not hitting for a high average. He was just striking out a bunch, and those strikeouts, they're not productive at all. So I'm almost wondering, I think there's a valid debate is Carpenter the best second baseman that we could play right now? I don't know. I think it's a valid question, and I was wondering your thoughts on it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Brent. I certainly appreciate it, and I thank you for being able to call in for the first time. That's fantastic, and that gives you an idea. He's calling from Dallas, so it gives you an idea of the reach of KMOX, which I think we know, but it's nice to be reminded of that. I don't personally think there's a valid debate there. I mean, Matt Carpenter may be 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I don't know Matt Carpenter now. I don't think that's the answer at second base. Nolan Gorman, and I don't know if we're talking defensively, he was talking about strikeouts. Nolan Gorman strikes out a lot, but Nolan Gorman's going to hit 30 home runs, or he's going to hit very close to 30 home runs from the second base spot. That's massive production from from your second base spot. And I don't know what else to say than I think maybe it appears that you're going to have to live with Nolan Gorman striking out. Nolan Gorman is a massively streaky hitter. He goes through times. There was a road trip. I think he had six or seven home runs on a road trip earlier this year. But then he's going to go through these long stretches, unfortunately, that are hitless. And that's, and it comes with a lot of strikeouts. And that is just, I think, what Nolan Gorman is. And the Cardinals have made the decision, clearly, that they're going to stick with Nolan Gorman. I'm okay with that only because I do like the upside. I like the pop that he gives you at second base. And you're just not going to get that from Matt Carpenter right now. Matt Carpenter's fine in short spells, and I think that's where he is in his career. That's why he was brought here. He wasn't brought here to be a starting player. He certainly wasn't brought here to supplant Nolan Gorman at second base. So that's what I would say about that situation is it's I don't think it's viable to have Matt Carpenter as your starting second baseman. And quite frankly, if you're talking defensively, Gorman is getting better, I think, defensively at second base. He's playing a pretty decent second base this year. He is still a positive WAR player right now, even with all the strikeouts. And again, he is playing a good second base. So defensively, I think he's better than he has been over the last couple of years. So that I hope that answers that question. I also had a question from a caller who just wanted an update on Jordan Walker. So I want to do that. Right now hitting .243 at Memphis. He has right now 21 extra base hits in 59 games this year. 58 hits overall, 21 extra base hits. He's got 4 homers, 24 driven in. Now, the question from the caller also was kind of what's the timeline look like? When does he come back to St. Louis? That's hard to answer. When I have had the chance to ask John Mozeliak. And when those of us on the station have had the chance to ask John Mozeliak, what the answer continues to be is he's got to prove himself, is basically what they've said. Now, last year when he was sent down, the word was get the ball in the air, that he wasn't driving the ball as much as they would like to see. So that is something that they would have to answer. They, being the Cardinals, would have to answer. What are they seeing? Do they like what they're seeing? Do they like the progression of what they're seeing? All I can tell you, again, without obviously having seen him at Memphis, 243, batting average, 683 OPS, 4 home runs, 21 extra base hits this year so far. Batting average on balls in play, 286, which just tells you he's striking out a lot, because he is 47 strikeouts in 59 games. So I'm sure that they would ultimately like him to cut down on the strikeouts. And again, and you know, the other problem is right now is, can you bring him up? Where would he play when you bring him up? So that is becoming a bit of an issue. Your outfield's a little bit crowded as is, now that you've got Newt Barr back, who's been playing a little bit more center field over the last week since he's come up, because you still want the guys in your corners, you want them in the lineup. Brandon Donovan's hitting really well. I just saw a stat today, as a matter of fact, that his contact rate is one of the best in baseball, which I think that we have seen some of, but it has legitimately been this year up there with the likes of some big names in baseball. I'm going to find it for you here real quick. Squared up balls per swing. That was the stat that I saw that MLB Network tweeted out earlier today, and it's Luis Arraez, it is Stephen Kwan, Mookie Betts, and Brendan Donovan. That's the top four in squared up balls per swing, and Donovan's at 36.1, and Arraez is 44.8. That's your top, but those are the top four in baseball. So my point is, your corners are Burleson and Donovan. They're not going anywhere, with the exception of perhaps a DH day for Burleson. Sometimes you'll see Donovan at second base, and then Newt Barr in center. So you have Ciani. Also, you would like to have him out there. Now, he doesn't give you much offensively. But so then the question is, where do you put Jordan Walker? And I don't think they want him to come up if he's going to play once or twice a week. That's another reason that he's in Memphis, because he's playing every single day in Memphis, and he doesn't get to where they want him to get to as a hitter if he's not playing every day. So I hope that answered both of those questions. We'll take a break. We've got another segment to go as we finish up things here on this Thursday night of the Graybar Sports Open Line. And I've still got time for your call, 314-436-7900. And I'll chat with you on whatever you care to chat about tonight as we wrap up this final hour of the Graybar Sports Open Line. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauly on Camo X.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Joe Pott back with you. One final segment here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. And we do have an open line for you, 314-436-7900. Time for a couple if you want to get in here towards the end of the show. I saw this today that I saw Rob Manfred was interviewed by SiriusXM. I don't know what show it was. It was during the All-Star festivities, but he was asked about MLB players participating in the Olympics come 2028, when baseball is coming back to the Olympics. And of course, the Olympics are coming back to the U.S. in 2028. And he was talking about, you know, what that looks like, and it's probably got to come from a collective bargaining type agreement. But Bryce Harper also came out and said how much he would like to play in the Olympics and play for Team USA. So I thought that was interesting, and it would be, I believe, the first time, I think the last time baseball was in the Olympics, they weren't having big league guys go to the Olympics. So they were having minor leaguers go to the Olympics, I think. So it would be interesting. It would probably take the look of what the NHL did when they would have a break, when they would have the Olympic break. That would be the only way to do it that I would imagine. So that would be, I think it would be cool. I would be for that. But again, if it has to be collectively bargained, that's going to be a whole other story. But something to watch out for as we get into think about as we get into the Paris Olympics and then, of course, looking forward to 2028. Chuck has given us a call. Chuck, you are up next. You're on Camo X.
Yes, I'd like to know what you think they would have to give up to get Max Scherzer, or would you want to do a big deal with the White Sox for Eric Fetty, Dave Roberts, and Lewis Roberts?
All of them together?
Yes.
My goodness, I don't know. I don't know if Robert helps you because you're full in the outfield. That's the only thing that I would think about. And so if you're going to do a deal like that, you're probably going to give up a major league outfielder. I don't know if the Cardinals have the major league outfielder to do that. And as far as Max Scherzer goes, man, I would be interested to think about that. He has got, the body of work obviously is great. And I think that there is some, that's sort of the thoughtful idea, right? To have Max Scherzer come back home to St. Louis again. If you do that, that's going to probably take a major leaguer to do that. Max Scherzer has a limited no trade, or has a partial no trade, I believe, with Texas. So I don't know what the teams are if they're out there. I would assume the Cardinals are a team that he would accept a trade to. I don't know that for sure. And I don't know what Texas would be looking for. He has only signed through this year, through 2024. So he would be a free agent. It would be a rental if you do that, which maybe makes the price come down some. If you're talking about what you're giving up for that, I do think probably that the Cardinals would be willing to deal from the major league roster if they felt like they were going to get something like a Max Scherzer back. And the name that I keep coming back to is Ivan Herrera. So I think that he is probably a good candidate to be moved if there is someone out there that is interested in that. I think the Cardinals have clearly decided that Pedro Páez is worth sticking around as that backup. Herrera was injured. He was in Memphis. He was activated before the All-Star break, and he was optioned back to Memphis. It was a paperwork thing, really, but they didn't even bring him back up. And I had, for a time, thought the Cardinals might stick to the three catchers. They didn't. And I think that tells you all you need to know there. I think that, and again, off the major league roster, is there somebody that is interested in a Dylan Carlson? I don't know. He's not been great, and especially this year, he's not even been really good from the right side of the plate, which is where he'd been better previously. And he has struggled from both sides this year, right now hitting 211. But is he worth it? He is still young. Is he worth a trade to somebody? Is he going to get you anything? He is right now still... He is not yet 26, so he could maybe. I think he turns 26 in October. And again, is he someone that benefits from a change of scenery? I don't know. And then the other thing would be, I think the other place from a major league deal or from your major league roster would be maybe a bullpen piece, which I would hate to give up a bullpen piece. But if you think that you can parlay that into a number two starter or someone who could fit in, slot into your rotation, then perhaps that is doable. Perhaps that is something, they have a lot of bullpen pieces, and they have a lot of pieces that are a lot of, they're still mixing and matching. You've seen Roycroft go up and down. And I can see somebody like that perhaps being part of a deal as well. So I don't know. That's a long maybe answer to your question. I think Scherzer is fun to think about. I don't know if that actually happens, and I don't know what it would take since he is a free agent. It is a rental, but it's a lot to look for. It's a lot to ask Texas for, is what I should say, is to get a guy like Max Scherzer. I would love it. I would think it would be very cool. He's only made five starts this year. He's 1-2 with a sub-3 ERA. We'll see. Thanks for sticking with me all week long. As I said, Matt Pauly is back coming up tomorrow as the Cardinals are back. Big thanks to Matt Pajeski. He's kept us in guests all week long. Thanks to Kyle Sixta tonight and everybody else who's worked with us, worked with me the last couple of nights. Thanks tonight to Brian Dunseth, Dan Reardon, Tamar Shear. It's been great. I appreciate it. Mike Elam's coming in next. Full coverage of the Republican National Convention coming up here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Joe Pott back with you. One final segment here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. And we do have an open line for you. 314-436-7900. Time for a couple if you want to get in here towards the end of the show. I saw this today that I saw Rob Manfred was interviewed by SiriusXM. I don't know what show it was. It was during the All-Star festivities, but he was asked about MLB players participating in the Olympics come 2028 when baseball is coming back to the Olympics. And of course, the Olympics are coming back to the U.S. in 2028. And he was talking about, you know, what that looks like, and it's probably got to come from a collective bargaining type agreement. But Bryce Harper also came out and said how much he would like to play in the Olympics and play for Team USA. So I thought that was interesting. And it would be, I believe, the first time, I think the last time baseball was in the Olympics, they weren't having big league guys go to the Olympics. So they were having minor leaguers go to the Olympics, I think. So it would be interesting. It would probably take the look of what the NHL did when they would have a break, when they would have the Olympic break. That would be the only way to do it that I would imagine. So that would be, I think it would be cool. I would be for that. But again, if it has to be collectively bargained, that's going to be a whole other story. But something to watch out for as we get into, think about as we get into the Paris Olympics, and then, of course, looking forward to 2028. Chuck has given us a call. Chuck, you are up next. You're on KMOX.
Yes, I'd like to know what you think they would have to give up to get Max Scherzer, or would you want to do a big deal with the White Sox for Eric Fetty, Dave Roberts, and Lewis Roberts?
All of them together?
Yes.
My goodness, I don't know. I don't know if Robert helps you, because you're full in the outfield. That's the only thing that I would think about. And so if you're going to do a deal like that, you're probably going to give up a major league outfielder. I don't know if the Cardinals have the major league outfielder to do that. And as far as Max Scherzer goes, man, I would be interested to think about that. He has got, the body of work obviously is great. And I think that there is some, you know, that's sort of the thoughtful idea, right? To have Max Scherzer come back home to St. Louis again. If you do that, that's going to probably take a major leaguer to do that. Max Scherzer has a limited no trade, or has a partial no trade, I believe, with Texas. I don't know what the teams are if they're out there. I would assume the Cardinals are a team that he would accept a trade to. I don't know that for sure. And I don't know what Texas would be looking for. He has only signed through this year, through 2024. So he would be a free agent. It would be a rental if you do that, which maybe makes the price come down some if you're talking about what you're giving up for that. I do think probably that the Cardinals would be willing to deal from the major league roster if they felt like they were going to get something like a Max Scherzer back. The name that I keep coming back to is Ivan Herrera. So I think that he is probably a good candidate to be moved if there is someone out there that is interested in that. I think the Cardinals have clearly decided that Pedro Páez is worth sticking around as that backup. Herrera was injured. He was in Memphis. He was activated before the All-Star break, and he was optioned back to Memphis. It was a paperwork thing, really, but they didn't even bring him back up. And I had, for a time, thought the Cardinals might stick to the three catchers. They didn't. I think that tells you all you need to know there. I think that, and again, off the major league roster, is there somebody that is interested in a Dylan Carlson. I don't know. He's not been great, and especially this year, he's not even been really good from the right side of the plate, which is where he'd been better previously. And he has struggled from both sides this year, right now hitting 211. But is he worth it? He is still young. Is he worth a trade to somebody? Is he going to get you anything? He is right now still. He is not yet 26, so he could maybe. I think he turns 26 in October. And again, is he someone that benefits from a change of scenery? I don't know. And then the other thing would be, I think the other place from a major league deal or from your major league roster would be maybe a bullpen piece, which I would hate to give up a bullpen piece. But if you think that you can parlay that into a number two starter or someone who could fit in, slot into your rotation, then perhaps that is doable. Perhaps that is something, you know, they have a lot of bullpen pieces, and they have a lot of pieces that are a lot of, you know, they're still mixing and matching. You've seen Roycroft go up and down. And I can see somebody like that perhaps being part of a deal as well. So I don't know. That's a long maybe answer to your question. I think Scherzer is fun to think about. I don't know if that actually happens. And I don't know what it would take. Since he is a free agent, it is a rental. But it's a lot to look for. It's a lot to ask Texas for, is what I should say, is to get a guy like Max Scherzer. I would love it. I would think it would be very cool. He's only made 5 starts this year. He's 1-2 with a sub-3 ERA. We'll see. Thanks for sticking with me all week long. As I said, Matt Pauly is back coming up tomorrow as the Cardinals are back. Big thanks to Matt Pajeski. He's kept us in guests all week long. Thanks to Kyle Sixta tonight and everybody else who's worked with us, worked with me the last couple of nights. Thanks tonight to Brian Dunseth, Dan Reardon, Tamara Shear. It's been great. I appreciate it. Mike Elam's coming in next. Full coverage of the Republican National Convention coming up here on KMOX.